With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Grant. He's Danny. This is The Fan. Thanks a ton for listening. Looking back at the weekend that was around the NFL. No Redskins action to break down. We did that all day on Friday. Get back into them a little bit later in the show. Just gave you what we learned watching NFC games. How about what we learned watching some AFC teams this past weekend? Danny, there is one free-falling club in a suddenly bad division that looked like they were headed for a bye that may not make the playoffs now.
They no longer share, or alone rather, in first place. The Kansas City Chiefs, that's great, but who are the chefs? 6 of 7 they've lost. On the road to the New York Football Jets, who, by the way, have the same record as the Redskins. I know circumstances are different, just stings the nostrils when you breathe that in.
They've lost to the Giants and the Jets in the last few weeks, by the way.
Brutal. The Kansas City Chiefs stink. Now, for a while, it was, well, their offense can't do anything. They're struggling. Alex Smith was excellent in this game. They went deep a couple different times. Tyreek Hill, as fast as anybody, had a couple long touchdowns. Travis Kelce had a long touchdown. They still can't get anything going with Kareem Hunt, but still, they put up 31 points. Just they let Josh McCown and company put up 38. This is a disastrous, tumultuous situation in Kansas City.
Well, first of all, their defense is bad.
It's wretched.
We could start there. I mean, they absolutely stink on defense. Marcus Peters is a head case. He picked up a flag and threw it into the crowd and then walked off the field and came back out onto the field later because he wasn't ejected with no socks on, which didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, he's like Richie Ballmer in Royal Tenenbaums. Take off both of his shoes, one of his socks. Thommy, let's go to this Travis Kelce cut when he was asked about Alex Smith's performance.
Everybody, let's talk about Alex Smith. Heck of a game. To all the
what do you think
critics.
Was the difference with him today, especially with the change of play calling with the offensive coordinator?
I think it was a mixture of things. Just obviously it's a mindset with him back there, and you had guys around him, one making plays, guys were catching the ball, guys were in the right places at the right time. In certain situations, there's still room to get better. From the in terms of the receiving core and myself, but I mean the guy played his tail off and he's one of the best competitors in the NFL. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you were saying critics about.
Yeah,
Alex.
I mean I'm sick of hearing Alex is the reason why this team isn't winning. I mean he played his tail off and we went out there and we battled and you know it's any given Sunday for a reason.
Thank goodness for the adult that went back to what he was about to say. Can you play the beginning of that clip? He's going into what is going to be a good cut where he's calling out critics of Alex Smith. Anytime a player, quick side note. Wants to take the conversation somewhere, it's because they want to get something off their chest.
Yes.
He's not asked a question. He said, let's talk about Alex Smith. And then someone cuts him off. What are you doing? Please allow the player who wants to say something to say something.
Everybody, let's talk about Alex Smith. Heck of a game. To all the
what do you think
critics.
Was the difference with him
Shut up!
Today, especially with the change?
Shut up! Please let him talk. God, that annoys me. Are you kidding me? Play that one more time just so I can fume over here.
Everybody, let's talk about Alex Smith. Heck of a game. To all the
what do you think
critics.
Was the difference with him today?
He probably was about to.
Change of play calling with the
if you didn't cut him off, he probably was about to say what the difference was today. Oh, that annoys me so bad hearing that.
I remember my first time in the locker room.
Please let the player speak. He's got something he wants to get off his chest. Can you go to the journalist at the end of that question who then changes gears back as the adult in the room to get the great quote.
One of the best competitors in the NFL, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you were saying critics about Alex.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sick of hearing Alex is the reason why this team isn't winning. I mean, he played his tail off, and we went out there and we battled, and, you know, it's any given Sunday for a reason.
Can you imagine the side eye that reporter said? Yeah, you were saying critics,
right.
et cetera.
Just completely bob-timing the previous question.
Yeah, the NFL player was saying something. Go ahead and say that.
What we learned, AFC, the New England Patriots are hitting their stride. Couple of things here. Tom Brady goes for 258 in a game in which he was contained by Buffalo. They couldn't do anything in the red zone, anything in the strike zone. So apparently Mr. Brady had a bad game because Mr. Brady couldn't will them to six-point plays. But in a touchdown-less performance, Buffalo played really well defensively. They still get a 23-3 win. Deion Lewis is the bulk of their carries now, 15 for 92. Rex Burkhead in a timeshare scored 2 touchdowns on the ground. James White had 5 catches, also 5 carries. And they just spread the ball all over the place in their backfield. Really good game for David Harris as well as Eric Lee. Both of them had a sack and a half defensively. The Patriots defense, which was bad at the beginning of the year, is now good. They do not give up points. Tyrod Taylor, who got hurt in this game, so I will tread lightly because I feel bad for the guy, was absolutely tumultuous, as he has been as a passer for much of this year. He was 9 of 18 for 65 yards with an interception. They could not do anything through the air whatsoever. Amazingly, this team still runs the ball really well, and it's a testament to Taylor because he's such a threat with read option and as a dual threat.
Yeah, they're good at running the ball. There's no crime in saying that. That's a good running
team.
But
normally, if you throw it as bad as they do and you have no ability to stretch the field, then I'll just stack the box and beat
point.
You. LeSean McCoy, 6 yards per attempt, 93 yards. Taylor rushed for 32. Because he has the chance of keeping 2012 Redskins style, it makes them very effective on the ground, and that's the best thing they've got going. They didn't have a single receiver with more than 3 catches. They didn't have a single receiver with more than 22 receiving yards. They are no fun to watch when they've got the football. Nathan Peterman came off the bench to finish the game after Taylor's injury to his knee. Hopefully, he's going to be okay. 2 notes from this game. The first, Tom Brady screaming on the sideline at Josh McDaniels. Now, this was immediately made this racial thing where the white quarterback yells at his coordinator and he just wants to win. If a black quarterback did this, everyone would say that guy is a jerk. And that's probably a tiny bit fair to some level. But here is the bigger story that is less simplified and more accurate. Tom Brady gets a pass, not white quarterback. If Blake Bortles or Kirk Cousins or Carson Wentz or anyone else did this, they would also be vilified. Tom Brady, because everyone just wants to jock him as the greatest quarterback of all time, does things like this, and he just cares so much. He just wants to win so bad.
Such a puzzling take to me.
No, he's kind of a jerk.
Yeah, he does that. He's a hyper-competitive guy. Michael Jordan barked at people.
Right.
No one's saying Brady isn't great, but that's a jerk move. But the thing that was so curious to me is people that I respect, too, by the way, immediately did this. They would go, if Cam Newton did that, .. Yeah, probably.
Well, it's a really easy thing to do.
Yeah, Cam would be vilified. But again, as you said, so would Blake Bortles. So would, you know, Josh McCown. So would Mitch Trubisky. So would any player. So there are about 1,700 active players in the NFL. 1,699, if they did that, would be vilified the Monday morning.
Now,
Tom Brady gets away with it.
Now, track record also matters, by the way. With Cam Newton, yes, he would be crushed more than most guys. He also walks off the podium and does things that other guys don't do. Dez Bryant would be pummeled for this. He's also slapped a board out of a coach's hand on the sideline.
Travis Kelce would be pummeled for it because he gets a personal foul every week.
Exactly.
It's the height of jackassery. But it was very strange to me how there was this immediate straw man thing where they went, yeah, and by the way, everybody that doesn't, it was just this like instant hope for racism where I go, that's a bit of a stretch on this one. Tom Brady was a dick. We can sort of summarize it there. And again, thousands of players, if they did that, would be vilified in the exact same way.
Speaking of jerk moves from Patriots, Rob Gronkowski,
this is brutal.
Completely dirty cheap shot on Tre'Davious White. White got away with holding him basically all the way down the field on the play, where he eventually pushes Gronkowski out of the way and intercepts a pass, and the call's blown. So he's now laying on the ground with the football out of bounds, and Gronk comes and drops his 270-pound frame right on his neck. He's in the concussion protocol. Here's some thoughts after the game on the dirty hit.
First off, I definitely want to apologize to number 27. I mean, I'm not in the business of that. I mean, it was a lot of frustration, and I was just really frustrated at that moment. It just happened naturally through emotions and frustration, and just want to apologize to Tre'Davious White. I know don't really believe in the type of shots like that, but just through the frustration process, game of football emotions, just what happened.
Good for him to step up to the plate and apologize and admit that it was not a good look, but that was dirty.
Suspended for the rest of the season. That's the thing that I would do.
That's aggressive.
This is the thing that can't happen. Hits that happen during the field of play, I always default to the player because it's really hard.
Your
expectations are impossible.
For 4 games?
I am suspending him for 4 games. This was as cheap, and he can cuss the guy, for goodness sakes. He's laying face down on the ground, having already been touched, completely defenseless. A safety coming across trying to break up a pass to a wide receiver where the target area gets lowered, and everybody loves to talk about how dirty it is. That is the very definition of extracurricular dirt that has no place in sports in any capacity. I would suspend his butt for the rest of the year. I absolutely would do that. That's the thing we have to get rid of. The after the play is over cheap shot. The John Runyon spearing of LeVar Arrington. I can't believe John Runyon's in charge of something in the league now, by the way. Him and his neckbeard used to spear people all the time. He was the dirtiest SOB ever to play. I want that to be stamped out of football instantaneously. In play stuff, I always give the benefit of the doubt to the player. No benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, I would suspend him for a game. I don't know that for a split-second decision where you lose your cool, if I would do more than that for a guy without a track record. You know, if this was a guy like who's the Bengals linebacker who's a maniac?
Vontaze Burfict,
then I would consider multiple games because he does it all the time. But with Gronk, I would probably slap a game on him. Pretty big deal. Quarter of what's left of your season and move on. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on what you learned while watching football this weekend. Let's get into the playoff pictures in the NFC and AFC next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Folks, Danny Rubio here for my guys at Tedbert Ford. Oh, do I love them. And right now is the time. I'm serious. Right now is the time. It's December, man. It is December, which means the year, it's almost over. It means for you, the consumer of cars, motor vehicles, SUVs, etc., you get a great deal on the 2017s. They got to go. They need to go. The 2018s are just there like, hey, you guys, what about me? I'm just going to hang it out. I'm waiting to be on the lot. And they can't because the 2017s are there, which means the 2017s have to go. And you get great benefits. The benefits of 0% financing for 72 months plus $1,000 bonus cash right now on the Fusion, the Focus, the Mustang, the Taurus, the Escape, the Flex, the Explorer, the Expedition, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, and the F-150, number one truck in America. Not a big deal. Oh, it is. It is a big deal. How about this? Plus $1,000, right? We already did $1,000 bonus cash. $1,000 military and veteran rebate to all those who serve or have served or families living with those who serve or have served, taking care of the folks that take care of us. You could drive a new 2017 Explorer for just $275 a month for 36 months. Great lease deal there, huh? How about them apples? I got a number. What you got to do is go to Tedbert Ford in Fairfax or Chantilly, and when you go, do me this one personal favor when you're getting a great deal on a car, just as you're shaking hands, saying, oh, by the way, Danny sent me.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.